Genevieve was shocked.
He was murdered?
Yes, he explained, settling back in his seat. It caused a huge scandal. Stanford White was a successful society architect. He was shot in the head at point-blank range.
By whom?
The jealous husband of a young lady who claimed that White had seduced her when she was barely 16. She was not his only conquest, it transpired. Stanford White had a rather lurid private life. The press had a field day uncovering it.
What happened to the killer? She wondered.
He's in a mental institution in Fishkill. The first trial collapsed, so they had a second one earlier this year. Harry Thaw, that was his name, was declared insane, so he avoided the death penalty. Was there nothing about it in the English newspapers?
Nothing that I saw.
I'm surprised it dominated the front pages over here. I would have thought that some of your reporters would latch onto the English connection.
English connection?
Yes, Genevieve, he said with a smile. Incredible as it may seem, Harry Thaw had an aristocratic brother-in-law, no less a person than the Earl of Yarmouth.
Goodness, she exclaimed, an earl?
Don't be fooled by that title. In spite of his blue blood, he was nothing but an unemployed New York actor when he met Thaw's sister.